ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदायै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणं
माई हार्ट टचिंग मिलियंस ऑफ डंडवट इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज I am very happy to come in Holland. It is the first, last, most big gathering
out of India.
Out of India. I want to come again in Holland, as he told. But I want that devotee should from England, France, Germany, and other places. They should meet together and discuss in future where I should come. I may come only one place in Europe, one place in America, one place in Australia. But not each year, it may be different times. Because doctors have advised me not to travel so much, not to speak so much. So I'm bound to reduce my traveling. But I want that I should come. Oh, I'm very happy that from all part of Europe and here and there, devotees are here. I think they are inspired now, and they will take my all teachings, Guru Parampara teachings, in their hearts, and they will preach everywhere this mission of our Guru Parampara. Especially the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. So, you should be bold, don't be weak. And my one request is that if you are married, don't divorce. No? If there is something problem, no how. You should try to be with them together. Not new husbands and wives. It is out of etiquette, Vedic culture. Then you cannot love Krishna. Then you will sometimes love Krishna and then again to Maya. Be one-pointed. And thus I want that at the time of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, all were very inspired. Daughters and sisters and mothers, everyone, devotee, again they should be inspired to preach like his lifetime to whole world again. So you should do. Also, don't try to only top Radha Darshan from beginning. Begin from root. Upadeshamrita. Kam, krodh, loh, mad, moh. Man beg, krodh beg, jiva beg, udar beg, upasth beg. Atyahar, prayash, nyamadra, jansang, laula. Utsahat, nishya, dharya, tat, tat, kan, pramartana. All these things. Oh, try to give proper honor to proper Vaishnava. Don't criticize anyone. Criticize your mind only. Try to give respect to superiors, especially to the devotees, disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Each other also respecting. Then you can preach the mission. Otherwise not. Also, my request is that Guru Goste Gostha Laisu Sujane Swamantre Si Namni Vajjivadanda Sarane Sadam Dambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Aye
Santa Bhakastapuji Vijaya
Chadipada. Oh, always try to follow the principles of your Gurudev. Be one pointed to your Gurudev. Then he can transfer your smoothing heart to Krishna and Radhika. Don't anyhow have any doubt in Guru. First, you should test him, whether he is lusty, where he is angry, where his other disqualities are not. Test him. And then, if you know that Guru is bona fide, don't have any
doubt.
Be loyal. If you have any doubt, your bhakti at once will go down. Nowadays I am seeing also, those who have any kind of doubt in Guru, in Vaishnava, they cannot develop their Krishna consciousness. Very soon they will fall down. At the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I have seen, at Srila Prabhupada and other Vaishnava also, at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have read and known. Now I am seeing, this is a very big rogue, disease. So you should try to be like that. So Guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Wow, you should respect. And also, what Guru has given you mantra, don't neglect. Never. 3 times daily. Brahma Gayatri for males and other all for male and females. Daily do 3 times. If you cannot do in midday, you can do twice at time in morning and evening. Don't neglect. If you are neglecting, it means you are neglecting Guru and Bhagavan both. Don't neglect. And also mantra, Mahamantra that he has given, Hare Krishna name. You should try to chant daily. Not less than 16. More than that. You should serve, you should preach the mission and also help another devotees. And always one pointed to Krishna. Oh, you should not think that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is different from Krishna. Oh, both are same. So, if you will follow these instructions, then very soon Krishna will arrange everything. Pure bhakti will come, that we are explaining in our Raya Ramananda Sambhad. So, try to follow my all instructions and go on developing Krishna consciousness. Gau Premanande. Now our prasanga was coming, Gyan Sunya Bhakti, and then Mahaprabhu told, Iho hoy, oh, this is okay. But you should
go ahead.
And then Raya Raman told, Prema Bhakti Sarva Sadhya Prema Bhakti. So, what is Prema Bhakti? Sita Thakuran. Oh, give it. You can come here.
Microphone, Vrindavan Guru.
What about Nano Pichara? You skipped Nano Pichara.
No, no, that's included.
I still tell.
What?
Bolle Nano Pichara, apni bolle na, only bolbe.
Oh, Prema Bhakti, and she will tell what she knows.
When love is not there, that won't attract Krishna.
So an example, another example of how Krishna's control is that suppose there's a battlefield, there's a battle there, and someone is injured. Yeah? And this person needs a drop of water so much, only one drop of water. And someone comes and offers you, oh, I give you two drops of water. Well, you should give me your kingdom, you should give me everything, give me your wife, or the person you end everything at that time, because he needs it so much. So also, sadhaka, if no love is there, then we want to attract Krishna. We want to attract Krishna. One is a priest, is given as Buddha. And also, also, suppose Buddha gave his name before. Shri Guru, suppose Guru is coming from a very, very long trip, traveling so much, flying so much. He's very tired, and he's arriving in that place where many disciples are waiting for him. In that way, he's very much tired. He needs to rest. Maybe he's cold. Maybe he needs something to eat. Maybe he needs to take some puja. But then he's received so many disciples are there. And they have very massive, so many different articles, and very opulent. So different articles to perform a very opulent puja. And Guru has to sit there, and disciples are offering many different articles. It's cold, but they are fighting him. But he's cold. So the conception of the real love is not there, right? Because they haven't realized the daily desire of Guru. They don't realize that. So in this way, Sri Raya Mahadev gives this example, which exemplifies Sadhana Bhakti. The next verse, they give two verses to exemplify this Prema Bhakti. The next verse is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhakti Namati, Kriya Kam Jatipudya Pena Labhite, Tratalole Mahi Mule Maitalam Jarma Koti Sukhita Nalabhite. Oh, that is Krishna Bhakti, by performing Sukhiti for hundreds of millions of lives, you cannot attain this Prema Bhakti. This cannot be attained. So in this way, this can only be attained by paying only one price. Intense greed. So this is the only price you can pay. So if you, Srila Prabhupada, Swami Prabhupada gave the example that this Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhakti Mati. Mati means this conception that I want to serve Krishna. This is Mati, this conception. If you can purchase this state of mind anywhere, then you should run and purchase it by paying any price or anything. So he's giving this example. And in this way, this is Iswan. This is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhakti Mati. This consciousness is Iswan. So in this way, Shobhudra has explained in the past, even all these different explanations.
Thank you. I fear that she may take the position of Shyam Rani.
Ladies are not intelligent. How are?
If ladies are not intelligent, how she? A baby, she? Being a baby and she's. I want that my all daughters should be like her. Very bold. Also, my sons should be more bold. In this way, they should learn all these things, see, and then they should preach everywhere as boldly she is doing. Oh, he has given him a proposal that a male cannot give easily. Oh, next year you should come, I will manage whole world there, they will come.
In London,
and she is ready to manage. How strong! So my blessings to you and my daughters. Also take lesson from her. If you know that you don't want to be hog, dogs, and cats and. Donkey and hunky. Then you should be bold to be brahmachari. Why again dogs and pigs? Divorce. Oh, you have
many
times. You have what tested,
enjoyed,
enjoyed all these things in prevention,
millions
of lives. Now you should check your mind, control your mind, and be like that, like Shyamrani, like others. Oh, Jeev, you should speak something more in this respect.
First of all, I offer my respectful obeisances to my Shri.
Oh, like this.
My Guru Prabhupada,
you remember? Bhagavad Gita, 932. This is the original first edition which Maharaj published. And this is the second one. And I changed it here.
They've changed.
So here it is said, the second slope. This sloka has been used by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Kaliyavali book and also by Sri Radharananda in this connection. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavatamati Kriyatam Yudhikatopi Labhyate. This Krishna Bhakti Rasa, the methods of serving Krishna in the most transcendental way, should be kriyatam yudhikatopi labhyate, should be attained or purchased in any which way possible, anywhere, utopi, utopi means anywhere where it may be. It is not confined to any specific society or confined to anything. Wherever the pure devotee is speaking Hare Krishna, that is where the Krishna Bhakti Rasa is. So kriyatam yudhikatopi labhyate. So you must go kriyatam is to purchase. You must purchase this Krishna Bhakti Ras wherever it is. But what's the price? What is the price to purchase this Krishna Bhakti Ras? The price is Katra Lodya Apimulya Akilam. The price is Lodya or Greed. Janmakoti Sukritir Nalabhyate. It is not attained by millions of lifetimes of Sukriti. Bhakti is not a mechanical process. It's not a matter of business. It's not that I spend a certain amount of rounds a day, I go to Mangalarti every day, I do this 10 pranams a day, or then after I do a certain number of times, I do it 10,000 times, whatever, then my result is I see Krishna, or I get bhakti like that. Bhakti is a personal process. Bhakti is present within the heart of the pure devotee that Shri Guru. And only the pure devotee can bestow it upon us. They will only bestow it upon us when we have logya, when we have greed, when we're working day and night only for the service of Guru. Only for pleasing Krishna. And with that deep greed of attaining that Krishna Bhakti Ras, seeing our sincerity, then they will bestow it upon us. It is not a mechanical process. That's why I said, Jagamakoti Sukriti Nalabhyate. It is not attained by thousands of lifetimes of Sukriti. Like that. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, Yahoy Agikoro Agikohar. He said, yes, this is good. Speak more. One may ask, well, this is so great, what more is there than this? Prema Bhakti. As you know, the verse by Shri Rupa Goswami, Loshana Kasa Sandra Kavaj in Kriya, it's described about Prema Bhakti. Right? It's the highest, it's the last stage. But we should consider who Mahaprabhu actually is. Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dutti Subalita. He has come here taking the Buddha sentence of Srimati Radhika to experience something very high, the highest thing. Srimati Radhika's mood. Prema rasa me rasa parita swadan, raga marga bhakti loke parite pracharan. Srimati Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as some here, takes essence of prema, prema rasa me rasa. So as by the verse of Srila Gurudev, he's explained that there's something more than prema. Prema, snehe, pranaya, raga, anurag, all the way up to Mahabhava. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste this himself, and he's taking lessons from Sri Radharananda, who is Vishakha Devi, on understanding this, and also he has come for another reason. Sri Radhai Panaya Mahima, Kriti Sobhanayeva, to show the greatness of Srimati Radhika's love. So by having this conversation with Radharananda and being printed in thousands of languages all over the world by Chaitanya Charitamrita, then it's a gradual progression showing us what is the highest form of bhakti. Who is the greatest devotee? And what is the highest form to serve the Lord in that way? What is the highest form that to serve the Lord like that? By having this discussion. So that's why Srimad Mahaprabhu said, Agar Kohar, please speak something more. And what he said, well, here's some Guru Dashas.
Thank you.